Drapes and Jay back here at Sactown Sports, 1140, final hour of the Drive Guys NCAA tournament underway. Watching big Zach Edey and number one Purdue taking on Grambling State.
How many games you watched so far, Drapes?
Zero.
Really?
I haven't, because I was traveling yesterday.
That's right, that's
true.
And Come on, tell that story. Right, it's time to hear this story.
Here go my travel nightmare story.
Give us a Kings break, man.
All right. We need a break from the Kings. Here go my travel nightmare story. And if you got anything that could top this, give us a holler. 916-339-1140. So I'm in Toronto, Jay, right?
Beautiful city.
Beautiful city. Kings get the win. Everybody feeling good. There's probably 60 to 70 members of the Kings staff, season ticket holders, you know, that made the trip there also.
Why am I not on this short list?
Dude, our girl Kelsey downstairs, sales.
Yeah, she's on the short list.
Her and her husband were there.
Oh, man.
She texts me, Drapes, we going to this bar afterwards, NBA courtside. Come meet us. Game gets over at 10, and it's cold in Toronto. It's cold, like 28 degrees after the game. So I walk to the bar. I walk in. It's like packed Kings fans.
What?
Yeah, people. Deirdre, who works with the Kings. All Ken and like all kinds of Kings fans.
Gotcha.
We took over this place.
Okay.
So I'm chopping it up. Now, mind you, Jay, my flight is at 7:55 a.m.
Oh.
So I'm like, ooh, I can't be out too late.
How far are you away from the airport?
25 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
All right. So I'm like, all right, I'll come hang out, say what's up, make the rounds, did that. I get back to the hotel about 12:30, 1 o'clock. I was only there for a couple hours. And I go to the front desk. I'm like, hey, how long does it take to get to the airport? He's like, well, it doesn't take long and it won't be any traffic, 25 minutes, you know, but make sure you leave yourself enough time. I'm like, cool, I could do that. As I'm about to walk away, he's like, hey, do you need a wake-up call? I'm like, nah, I got it. It's Drapes. I don't need a wake-up call. 7:55 is my flight. You know, send out some late-night texts. You know how it is.
That's true.
The hotel.
Absolutely.
You know, you pocket dial people and everything, you know.
To the children. Let's make sure we specify.
Yeah, exactly. So I fall asleep, and I'm like, I know I set my alarm for 5:45. I wake up, got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, I wonder what time it is. It's probably like 4:30. Jay, I look up, it's 7 a.m. I'm like.
7 and you got a 7:55
flight. And the airport's like 25, 30 minutes away. Dude.
Now, did you have your duffel or did you have your backpack?
Mostly packed.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, let me hurry up. I get out of the hotel. I packed everything. I didn't shower, of course. 7:10, I'm in the Uber.
What?
Dude, I hustled.
That was De'Aaron Fox speed.
Exactly. So I'm like, I tell the Uber driver, I'll make it worth your while if you can, you know, shave some time on.
Mm-hmm.
So he's weaving in and out of Toronto traffic. Mind you, this is an international flight I got to catch.
For sure.
So I got to go through customs.
All of it.
Show the passport.
Make sure you ain't bringing a Drake jersey back in.
I get to the airport at 7:33.
Okay, he did his thing.
I'm like, okay. Okay. And I got TSA pre-check. I got clear. I'm like, I'm good. But it's in Canada.
Mm.
Yeah. So they sent me to the TSA pre-check line, which was longer than the regular line. And so I'm in line. And so I finally get through. And I'm like, all right, I'm at gate 59.
Oh,
I go to gate 59.
That sounds so long.
But it wasn't, Jay. Gate 59 was like
reverse?
Right through.
Oh, yeah. Come on now.
I thought I was in gate 59. I was in gate 94. And so your boy is like O.J. Simpson running through the airport. I'm like, excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me, right? Your boy is, I'm hustling. I don't run. I'm
sure.
Not a runner. That's not my thing. But that day, I was running.
You
dude, I get to the gate.
Come on.
The plane's right there. I see it. 7:53.
They say you can't get on?
They said I couldn't get on. Dude, I made it
doors
through immigration.
Closed.
Woke up 53 minutes. Record time. Doors closed.
They don't know who you are.
And that's what I'm saying. I pulled out the NBA credential. Like, what? Didn't work. they said, all right, here's what we could do for you, Mr. Draper. Now, mind you, the kids were flying to Boston today.
Okay.
So I needed to get back to see the kids last night.
Gotcha.
You know.
Gotcha.
And so they said, Mr. Draper, here's what we can do. We can fly you from Chicago, from Toronto to Chicago to SAC. But you won't get in until 10:30 at night. I was supposed to get home at 1:25.
That's it? A whole day.
So they said, all right, we got one other choice. You could go from Toronto to Newark, from Newark to Denver, Denver to SAC.
Damn.
And I did that. And I ain't land until 5:30, 6 o'clock.
So from Toronto to Jersey.
Jersey to Denver. And Denver to SAC. Okay. And it wasn't that bad. But I calculated it, Jay. I was in the air for about 8 hours yesterday.
Okay.
Which should have been 5 hours. But I made it home in time to see the kids.
Was it Toronto straight to SAC? The 7:55 in the morning?
No, it was to Denver.
Denver. Okay.
But, you know,
yeah,
it was back to back, basically.
Sure.
And so I don't miss flights. That's not my thing. And I missed that flight. And you know how bad you got to feel? Like, when you miss a regular flight, you feel bad. I missed an international flight,
yeah.
And I wouldn't see the kids. So I'm tired right now, bro. I got 50 minutes in me left. But your boy is tired. But that was my day yesterday, man. So I text my mom. I'm like, hey, I'm in Newark. She's like, Newark? You guys play the Nets? I'm like, no, mom. I miss my – like, that's a –
yeah,
embarrassing thing.
Tough.
Who misses their flight?
I know. A grown person. That's what I say all the time. When the difference is, and I'll say this, you have an excuse, but I don't want to give you an excuse because the Kings don't get an excuse,
right?
So we got to hold you to the same, you know, same standards. Yeah. But the other part of that too is you made it work. So we got to give you your love.
Appreciate
because you're
that.
Like, listen, finesse me a flight here, get me there, because it would have been a shame. You might as well almost stayed in Toronto,
right?
Flew to Boston to see the children when they come.
That's true.
You know,
I could have seen them today.
And yeah,
you're right about it. I didn't think about that. Somebody on the 916 says, at least you had a valid passport, Drapes. That's true. Bro, your travel organization needs some work, yo. Come on. That is true. I had the valid passport. You want to know the best part of the story? So I had upgraded my one flight from Toronto to Denver to first class.
Okay.
It was like four
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. You mean to tell me they not flying you to first class from East Coast to West Coast?
It's a budget, bro.
What?
It's a dollar amount. It was only another couple hundred bucks.
A budget?
Dude.
For the TV? Play-by-play of an NBA team?
Hey, man. Should I be getting that?
Man,
you tell me, I might need to be your agent,
You
work with people that used to do this job.
Yeah, I might need to be your agent,
man. Were they getting first class?
Well, their budget was different. You know, they had a different budget. See, they didn't have to maneuver with the team as much as you did.
Yeah, see?
You know, I might have to move into your... Sign me up, baby. CAA, ING right here, man.
Dude, you may have to help me on that. So I upgraded, but fortunately, they put me on first class on every leg of the flight.
Oh, that a boy?
So that's, you know.
Yeah.
The girl took care of your boy.
Yeah, come on, man.
So it wasn't bad.
Salute to Toronto.
Yeah, I had the little, you know, they give you the little meals and
everything.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know. What's your go-to? Because, you know, one thing about it, even when you fly international, gone are the days of just like extravagant meals.
Yeah. You get the heated up in the microwave kind of.
You get the kids' cuisine.
It was, I did a chicken salad, like a chicken with a salad. Yeah, grilled chicken with salad. So it wasn't bad.
Okay, that a boy.
Yeah, so that's what happened yesterday.
You get the points?
I get the points.
All right.
Yes,
okay.
I do get the.
Listen, I just need to know the situation I'm walking into.
I don't get the points for the hotel, though. That's what bothers me, bro.
Yeah, I can see that.
Really?
That's the team.
Yeah, because the team,
yeah,
they get all the points.
Absolutely.
On that.
So, not to be in your business,
no,
but you're forthcoming. Coming back home, do you get the per diem as well? Does the league bless you with the per diem?
It's for the whole trip. It's okay. Each day.
Gotcha.
So, for instance, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
I got
so
it.
Even if you're waking up and coming back home, you got the gold envelope.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Gazelle. Okay,
yes,
I like it.
Exactly. Hey, man, we're going to get back to the phones here. I see some of your text as well, 916-339-1140. Why I'm worried about the Sacramento Kings and what's up with Keegan Murray and your phone calls here as the Drive Guys continues. Drapes and Jay on Sactown Sports, 1140 here on the Drive, guys. No Kevin Gleason. So me and Jay been holding it down. Whitey out sick. Hopefully he'll be all good for Monday when the Kings take on the Philadelphia 76ers. Jay, can I announce the news about Tuesday yet? You think we're good to go to announce that?
Yeah, I wouldn't see why not.
Special live show on Tuesday. The Drive Guys broadcasting live from the Beach Hut Deli. Right there on, what's that, K and
7th.
And 7th. 7th and K. So from 2 to 5:30, come holler at your boy Drapes and Whitey. Special live show, The Drive Guys at the Beach Hut Deli. Right across from DoCo right there. Right across from the stadium.
Sauced and all that.
Yeah, Jay will be out there with us as well. So I'm looking forward to that. Big game coming up that day as well. The Dallas Mavericks. And somebody on the 916 says, quote, man, they just traveled from a different country and lost on the second night of a back-to-back. And the words of Aaron Rodgers, relax. What hurts is Dallas and Phoenix won, so we slide to 8th. It is what it is. We get Dallas twice. They still got a path, Jay.
Yes, of course.
They still got a path.
Of course.
And so everybody all upset. I started off the show upset, frustrated, and everything like that. They come out, they beat Orlando, they beat Philly. You got two against Dallas, string together some 4 wins, and then you're feeling good about your Sacramento Kings. Hit us up, 916-339-1140. Let's get to the phone lines. Let's get Mike on line one. Mike, you're on with Drapes and Jay.
Drapes and Jay, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's up, man?
Well, I got a few questions. One, it's about the Kings, right? So we got the NCAA bracket going on, and I felt last night was an upset for the Kings. Like, they were a 5, you know, Washington's like a 12. We got upset. It is what it is. But my question is, do players in the NBA, when March Madness hits the calendar, do they turn it up a notch? Like, you got, you know, Blake Griffin, Oklahoma, you know, BYU, Jimmer Fredette. You know, you have old school Michigan State with the Magic Johnson, and you have Draymond. So when these college teams start playing, they're going in the to the bracket, do the NBA teams kind of get in their own March Madness mode to start, like, turning it up? That's my question for you guys.
Yeah, I think so. You mean, like, as we get towards the playoffs
stretch
and stuff
run.
Like that, the stretch run? Oh, 100%. 100%. I urge you to go out there and listen to Kevin Garnett's podcast that he does with Paul Pierce, and that's something they talked about. Especially a veteran team, they know post-All-Star break, Jay, that's when you turn it up.
You go 100.
You start going 100. Mm-hmm. You're looking at standings, where you want to be, positioning. So, yeah, I think so. And I think we've seen that from this Kings team up until last night.
Yeah, I would agree with you. When Coach Triano was on, you were gone that day. Mm-hmm. I think you were traveling with the team to Toronto. And Coach Triano, I asked him, does he look at the standings? Do the coaching staff start to look at the standings? And if so, when? And do you, you know, kind of position yourself for a stretch run? And Coach Triano, Drapes, he was like, All-Star break is when I start to look at who's around
really?
Us,
okay,
our schedule, who we play. You know, I look a little further down instead of the next couple games that he would scout. Mm-hmm. I'm looking 15 games down the road, like, oh, that's a big game. You know, playing Dallas twice, Phoenix. So don't get it twisted. The team, the coaching staff, the players, they're always looking around for, and especially everybody knows, you know, we call it the second half, but it's the final, you know, 30 games,
right.
25 games stretch run. It's like, as horse racing, it's time to turn those legs over.
Right,
now.
Yeah. Exactly. Down the stretch they come, right?
That's right.
Yes. Yep. All right, let's get to Jeff, line two. You're on with Drapes and Jay. What's happening, Jeff?
Not much. I love listening to you guys on the way home from work, but as I shared with her, Jay, that our priorities got to change. Monk has got to be the man, and he has got to be the guy that gets the bag. This Keegan Murray, no. Keegan is great. He's going to be a nice 3-and-D player. But Monk showed last night he's the man, and they need a leader, and he's the leader. And they've got pieces in place, but this thing, we got to figure out how to keep Monk at all costs. I don't care if we got to put a fence around his house, hire hitmen to make sure his ass doesn't go anywhere. Okay, guys?
All right, thanks so much, Jeff. Man, Jeff is right. Remember, who was it, the Clippers, and it was it DeAndre Jordan or Blake Griffin? Dallas tried to sign him away, mm-hmm. and then docking him, you know, sequestered him in the house with the chair and everything. Yes. And that's what we got to do to Malik Monk.
Yeah, I think he said it in a comical way, but I think where he's going is this, Drapeson. We might, I'm hoping, you know, we knock it on wood or whatever we want to call this. It's kind of coming down to the situation of this. How good do we think Keegan Murray is going to be year three, year four, right. year five, like, you know, down the road? And Malik is kind of, I want to say he's arrived, but as far as a sixth man, he has right. definitely arrived. He is here. Like, we, yeah. you know, he's going to probably for the next 5 years be considered one of the top six men in the game yep. if he stays on the bench. I think the question what Jeff is saying kind of is this. If you give Malik the bag, and he said in an article, mm-hmm. I don't want to come off the bench. I want to start. And I do what I need to do for right. this team. But you can't tell me Malik doesn't have starter eyes. Yeah. He doesn't, you know, like his eyes are real googly to be in the starting five. Like, that's a tough conundrum we're facing right now, Drapes. And we don't have to.
But, yeah. Does that worry you?
For me, it does.
Does that give you some insight, a glimpse into what Malik might be thinking come this offseason?
Yeah, a little bit. And I tell you the reason why is this. Is because we already know the financial situation yeah. and what they can do with Malik. But I do think Malik, and please correct me if I'm wrong, you know him better than I do. Mm-hmm. And you know his party better than I do. You know his brother, you know yep. his family. Yep. But I say this. I do think there is something to telling Malik, who's probably going to get a little more than the $78 million yeah. the Kings are going to offer. If you sign this one-year deal, we can pay you properly the next year. You know, we'll have your bird rights. We can gift you and bless you from there. Compared to as much as – and I don't think Malik's going to get 125 on the market.
Right, right.
I think he'll get 85, 90.
Okay.
Enough to be like to make you think, but I also think someone is going to come to him and say, you won sixth man of this year, of last year. You starting on our team.
Right.
Can the Kings do that? Should they do that? They could do it.
They could
do it. But should they do it? Where what Jeff is saying, Drapes, is because they're invested in Keegan with the number four pick, because, as you've alluded to earlier, Keegan might be the missing piece to this whole puzzle.
Right.
If he takes the next leap to, as you know, the legend Jerry Reynolds said, from year two to year three, yep. like Peja did, and becomes a 13 points guy compared to maybe he's 21, 22,
yeah.
sticking the best player, you know, all around, develop some more skills, the dribbling, the mid-range. You know, I think the Kings are invested in Keegan.
Mm. I agree with you. And I also think, Jay, can an organization say, yes, you'll be our starter? Like, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't, like, you can do it, Jay.
Yeah.
But that could come back to bite you. Let's say, yes, you'll be our starter. What if you start struggling? What if we make a trade to go out there and get, I don't know, who's a great two-man? Anthony Edwards. I'm just throwing out names.
Mm-hmm.
Then what? And so if you're Sacramento, I would say you have an increased role, yes. I would say we want you back here.
What's an increased role if he's not starting?
Well, see, that's
are you using the wordage?
I'm trying to, you okay. know.
All right.
I'm trying to, you know, the verbiage mm-hmm. there. You know, I'm trying to make it fuzzy.
I got
so
you.
So that, but I don't know, man, because we had Chris Mannix of SI on. He talked about how Malik is going to be highly sought after, and he threw out some names as well. If you're Malik and you're looking at, let's say, Orlando.
Sure.
That's been mentioned. They got some good guards.
Yeah, Suggs.
Suggs.
Cole Anthony.
But Malik comes in, and I would think would be the top guard there. Like, I think he's better than Suggs, better than Cole Anthony. And you got some young horses with you. I don't know, man. I think the challenge for Malik is it's no coincidence his best years are coming on in this system with this group. And how much of that factors into his decision? Because if you're just chasing the bag, you might not win.
Sure.
It might not be as sweet. It might not be as comfortable or lovely. Trust me, I know. Throughout the history of the career, my career, it's like that's the things you weigh. It's like, yeah, you got the money, but this is the better fit. And so I don't know what needs to happen. A lot of people are saying if we lose Malik, I've seen people say lottery, playing, all this. And I'm like, but you don't know what that leads to.
Sure.
You know?
You don't know the piece that replaces him.
You don't know the piece. Mm-hmm. And you still can do the sign and trade with Malik, if I'm correct. And you might not get everything you want, but you might get some picks. You might get some bench players.
I'd rather have Malik, though, Drapes.
I would, too. I would, too. And so, but Jay, if you can only offer him 78.
Takes two to tangle.
And somebody says, I'll give you four for 100.
That's a lot.
And so, you mentioned doing a 1 year. I don't think Malik would do that.
You don't think he's going to bet on himself?
No, I don't think so. Too much risk of injury, like a bird in the hand. You know how it is,
yeah,
big fella.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to turn down that bag.
Yeah, man, that's $22 million different, definitely.
That's
a lifetime.
Exactly.
It's a lifetime.
That's a lot of change. All right, we'll jump back into more Kings talk coming up next. 916-339-1140. Final half hour. Drapes and Jay, it's the Drive Guys, Sactown. Drapes and Jay, Sactown Sports, 1140, final half hour of the Drive Guys, 916-339-1140. Spent majority of day talking about the Sacramento Kings and that 109-102 loss to the Washington Wizards. Jay, here's why I'm worried about the Kings. And Whitey's talked about this. But their easy pocket of the schedule is now over. Now it gets more difficult. They have the third toughest schedule in the league remaining. Boston, OKC, Clippers, Pelicans, Magic, Knicks. They're only quote-unquote cupcakes, easy ones. Portland, Brooklyn, Utah. Maybe you could throw in Philly on Monday without no Joel Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
So they have 13 games left.
Beat the Kings with no Joel
Embiid. Yeah, they already beat
them.
Yeah, they already beat them with no Joel Embiid. You're right. Phoenix has the second toughest schedule, so that's good news. But Dallas, the 22nd. See, so the path is there for the Mavs. Like, the Mavs still game against Atlanta, Charlotte, Detroit.
Yeah, those are all W's.
And so that's what I'm worried about for Sacramento. That's why this game was so important, this last one last night. That's why all these games against these bad teams are so important.
Do you see a way the Kings can beat Dallas? And I'm saying twice. Mm. They beat Dallas twice. You gain a few games there because you're going one-on-one. But Dallas still can find its way in the playoffs and outside of the play-in. Do you see any kind of way Dallas could lose two games to Sacramento and still finish in the fifth or sixth spot?
I do.
Looking at that schedule.
I do, because Dallas's schedule is so easy, Jay.
Mm.
Like, their toughest games remaining. They got OKC once.
Where at?
That's a good question. I'd have to pull that up. Mavericks schedule. Let me pull that up. They got OKC once. They got the Warriors.
Who I think has just settled in and say, look, we're going to do a play-in.
Right.
We're balling for our life.
Yeah, the Warriors, they're shot at a top six pretty much.
I think them and the Lakers are, they're content.
Content, yeah. You know, but I will say, the Rockets are pushing the Warriors.
They are.
They're coming on.
They are.
They're coming on from the back. Looking at the schedule right now, I got Dallas's schedule. At Golden State. Wow, Jay. These next two games against Dallas are critical. Let me run down Dallas's schedule coming up. Monday at Utah. Should we?
Yeah.
Tuesday at Sacramento. Friday at Sacramento. Sunday at Houston. That's not an easy game.
No.
Tuesday at Golden State.
Okay.
They got five in a row on the road, four of them against teams still fighting for something.
I like that. Okay, okay.
But then that's where it gets easier.
Fell off the cliff.
Then Atlanta.
Win.
Well, they got Golden State again at home.
Okay.
They got Houston again.
Okay.
But then Charlotte.
That's a win.
At Miami.
Miami fighting.
Detroit.
That should be a win.
And last game of the season at Oklahoma City. That should probably. OKC might already be settled
locked
in.
And loaded.
Yeah. That's why I'm concerned, man.
There's some gimmies.
It's some gimmies,
right? I mean, we said that with the Kings, too, but we knew better to say, you know, Toronto and Memphis and Washington are gimmies.
Yeah. But here's the thing, though. It seems like other teams are handling their business, and we're not. That's the thing. Dallas last night getting the win. Phoenix getting the win against teams they're supposed to.
I would say the two Warrior games are interesting. Of course, the two here in Sacramento are going to mean a lot.
And two against Warriors and two against Houston.
Houston is, like, I could see a split. Mm. You know, I don't think Dallas lose twice. You know, and I if you would have told me that, I wouldn't say the Kings would lose three times. Right. But I think Dallas doesn't lose to them twice. I would say they would split that. I truly think they'll split with Sacramento. That's just my take.
You think Dallas and Sacramento?
I think they're going to split one and one. Yeah, I think you split 1-1. Because that Tuesday to Friday is a long time.
Long layover.
To not be doing nothing, relaxing, getting it in, you know?
Yeah.
And most of the time, as much as, you know, road teams, and you're a little different, but you can speak to this a little more. A lot of times, players don't venture off that far off, when they come to Sacramento to do much, So I think it's one of those you can relax a little bit here in Sacramento, get your couple nights in. You know, I don't plan on seeing anybody down there at the club, from the Mavericks, but you never know.
Do they fly back, though, Jay? Let me ask you that.
I think you stay
Tuesday
here.
Tuesday after the game.
I think you stay here, man.
Really?
Yeah, because it puts more travel on your body.
Right.
Compared to, I could just camp out for 2 or 3 days. They could take a trip to Napa, do a team
action.
The Kings did last night where they should have been sent to the room with no supper, like the old school movies. So, but I really think because of that long break, Dallas splits with Sacramento. That's my inclination.
And is that a death knell for the Kings? Like, do the Kings need to sweep the Mavericks?
I say yes. To guarantee a five or six spot for me, I think the Kings need to sweep Dallas, and I definitely think they need to beat Phoenix.
Yes, they definitely. And here's the thing. You know, when I look at the standings with the Kings, I know I'm worried about them. I know I'm worried about the strength of schedule. But the Kings actually have the inside track. Right now, they're tied with Dallas and Phoenix in the loss column, Jay. They all got 29 losses. If you're the Kings, you beat Phoenix, you win the season series.
Yes.
You sweep Dallas, win the two against Dallas, you win the tiebreaker against them. So basically, that gives you an extra game ahead of those guys.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so, Allen Stiles tweeted something out earlier. I think he might have been off. Like, I do feel the Kings still control their own destiny.
Agreed, of course.
Because they face these guys. They still got the head-to-heads
of
with
course.
These guys.
Yeah, you play Dallas twice. You've got the Clippers who still have to come here, right? You still have Portland on the back end, the final game. Like, that's a must win.
Must.
You still have Phoenix who has to come here, right? They come here. And you still have the Pelicans who you have not beat yet.
Right.
Can you just give me one?
Yes.
I'll take the one that is more important right now, which you may need.
Yep.
Look at this, Drapes. If you can get both Dallas, let's just say the ones that you need, teams that are in contention, two Dallas, one Clippers, Pelicans, and Phoenix. And then I'm going to just throw the icing on top with the cherry against Portland at the end.
Right.
You win those games, that's separation because all of those teams are in the, you know, in the need of wins against you too.
Right. And to your point, it's not you winning, but also them losing. Too. You're right.
Full game.
Exactly. And so, as dire as this show has been for the last 4 hours, Jay,
You're still telling me we got hope, Drapes.
We still got a chance. Hey, we'll put a bow on this thing. We got the Drive Guys, Sactel Sports, 1140. Final segment coming up next. Drapes and Jay taking you into the weekend. The Drive Guys wrapping it up. Sactown Sports, 1140. Spend all today talking about the Kings, our therapy session with you guys out there. Notice you on the text line, the YouTube chat. Appreciate you guys. Also on the phones, 916-339-1140. I'm not going to lie to you, Jay. After my travels from Toronto yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Your boy's tired. I'm gassed. I'm ready to be out of here.
Man.
Start the weekend. Here's what I'm upset about, though, Jay. I was in Toronto, remember?
Yes, sir.
The weather was awful. It was beautiful.
Man,
here,
that's
wasn't
cold.
It? Wasn't it nice here?
That was very, very nice.
Did you look at the forecast this weekend?
It's supposed to be raining
exactly.
Tomorrow, right?
As soon as your boy come back, my golf game
brought that rain
is,
with you.
Is messed up. I can't get out. I'm upset, man.
It's okay, man. You got time. You have time, Lord willing.
I guess, man. But the kids and the wife are out of town.
Oh, you
I got
you,
nine
big boy
days.
Drake by yourself?
I got 9 days
Come
to
on
do whatever
now.
The heck I want. And so what should I get into this weekend? Anything popping in the city? You tell me.
Yeah, Scarface will be here Sunday.
Scarface what?
The rapper.
Get out of here.
It'll be Sunday.
What time? Where at?
Crest Theater. They moved it from Harlow's. He'd be out here Sunday. We could rock in if you're trying to get to it. Get
you
go
got
see
something?
Face.
You got the hookup, or
you know,
do
face
I need
it,
to go buy something?
No, we good. Face is the man. We good
Jay.
With Face. You like Face? I know
Come
it's a
on,
dumb
man.
Question. I'm
I
just
go
saying.
Back
you
to
know
the diary back in the day.
Okay,
and
okay.
Mr. Scarface 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
Face. I had no
here.
Idea.
I know, man. Bro, you gotta again. With the understanding, I know you're busy.
I am busy.
You have also told me, look, Jay, I got time as well. But I also understand we parents and family
yeah,
and all that
got
type
that.
Of stuff. Yeah, you know, it sounds better than sometime it could connect. But once the season is over, bro,
yeah.
I'm going to show you the city of trees.
I need
like,
that.
I feel like you haven't got the full-on welcome of the city. You ain't been taken to the proper restaurants. You haven't shook the proper hands at the barbershops and the salons. You ain't been able to dip and talk to some of the owners and the people who the movers and shakers of Sacramento.
You know what?
Man, I got you.
This is my problem, man. When I first moved here, it was during COVID.
Well, that's
I was
cold.
By myself.
Yep.
Stayed in West Sac, then stayed in Midtown. For
okay.
A little bit.
Yep.
So I was in, but it was everything was closed up. Nobody was socializing.
For sure.
Then the family came, love them to death.
Yeah. Straight to the burb.
Straight to the burb. I ain't been back since, bro. And so I miss the vibe. I miss being in the city. I miss walking around. I miss touching the people.
Man, listen, this is what we're going to do. Tomorrow, no Kings game, right?
Nah, so, I got to go to work.
That's
go
right.
To
you
got to
send it to the city.
Yeah, yeah.
For tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe Sunday. We'll lock in. We'll lock in Sunday.
Seriously.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll
I
see.
I need
if we
a barbecue when the weather's nice.
Come on.
I need a cookout.
Come on.
Dude,
family do it all the time. We
I
barbecue.
Don't be doing anything,
we barbecue
Jack.
In the rain, my family.
Do
don't worry
really?
About it, man.
That's
it,
what
I am extending the Jay Johnson summer. Pass.
I need that.
You know, when
bro.
You go to the
he
city
the
and you get
pass.
The $129 pass, get you to all
yes.
these attractions and all that. I got you this. I'm telling you, man, I'm a blessed the Draper family with a full welcome to the city of trees.
Dude, I
this
need it.
After post basketball season.
Because,
post-basketball
you know,
season.
I'm only at chain restaurants.
Yeah, no, that's not it.
And soccer fields. I need to get out to where the people are. For
Come
real,
on,
man.
And they welcome you. Mm. As you've seen.
Yeah.
Like, we,
when
you
I came
out
there.
And rocked with me one day, people are like, man, that's my guy. You know, they calling
yep.
you their guy. So, man, the people welcome you, bro. When you come to Sacramento, we accept the people who want to be accepted. We got love for the people.
Right.
You've embraced our city. You've accepted our city. We'd be a fool not to turn it back and extend that grace towards you, man.
Let's do it, man. Seriously, because I don't have nothing planned. I ain't got no life. I need to get out. I need to feel the people, man.
Man, say no more.
Seriously.
The next week we can have, and we have, you got an extended time off between Dallas games this
right.
upcoming week. Man, we got you. We're going to do a few things, man.
Okay.
We're going to do a few things.
Let's do it. All right. We out of here, man. Is it time to get out?
It's time for the weekend. It's time for you to go home and rest.
Yeah, I got to rest, man. I got to watch some of these college games. I still need to get the kids' passports taken care of. Jay, good stuff, man. Appreciate you, man. Thanks for rocking with us. It's been the Drive Guys, Drapes and Jay. Shout out to Kevin Gleason. We'll see him Monday when the Kings take on the Sixers. See you at 2 o'clock on Monday here on Sactown Sports 1140.